Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name, and we thank God for all that he has done for us, and thank God for his goodness to us this day. And it's good to see the saints coming into the house of God, and we're asking God's blessings to be upon us. Remember those who are called in. We have quite a few that are out sick. Remembering Sister Laurencine, remembering Sister Webb, pray God's blessings be upon them. Remembering Sister Holmes, remembering Sister Lillian, we have her on. And we just thank God he's been good to us. And we just thank God that he's allowed us to be here. He's blessed us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And so we'll lift up our voices and praise to him and prayer for those who are not feeling well. Good morning. It's good to see our brothers and sisters coming in, and thank God for them. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee this day. Once again, we want to say thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you've been so kind and merciful unto us. Dear Lord, as you allowed us, dear Heavenly Father, to travel over the highways this morning to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And for this, we want to say thank you. Father, as we lift up our voices to thee, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the saints of God as we look out and see coming into the house of God. We want to thank you and praise you and honor your name, dear Father, on your behalf, and ask that you would remember all of our brothers and sisters who are still traveling in this morning, dear Father. We ask for you would grant traveling mercies for just the Belton family, Lord God, as they come across the highway, Lord. We don't see them as of yet. We pray for traveling mercies for Sister India, Sister Kiva, Lord God, and others, Lord God, who may be on their way, dear Father. We ask that you would bless and be with them in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters who are here, dear Father, in the sanctuary this morning. We ask, oh Lord, a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for our older saints who are able to be out. Brother Mann, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for him, dear Lord. Ask your continued blessings be upon our dear brother. Likewise, Sister Carol, dear Father, we thank you for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor. Sister Regina, too, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for her presence this morning, dear Father. Ask that you remember her daughter in a special way. We haven't forgotten, Lord God. We know that she's due in April to go for surgery, Lord God. And so we ask that you would remember Debbie in a special way, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being online, dear Father, on the phone, dear Lord. And ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, if she could, Lord God, she would be here, dear Lord. But she's just unable, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing her to be able to listen and to hear the word of God. Father, we want to also thank you for Sister Lillian, dear Father, as she's mending in her body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you brought our dear sister through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for her, Lord God, as she continues, Lord God, to heal, dear Lord. Father, we don't know the long-term effects of COVID, Lord God, but we just thank you, Lord God, that you have brought her through this far. And we know that Sister Lillian is going to give you the praise and the glory and honor due unto your name. Oh, Father God in heaven, we want to likewise thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the saints who are sitting here. When we looked out and we saw Brother Matthew and Sister Sandy come in, their Heavenly Father, and we know, Lord God, that Titan, dear Heavenly Father, is with them, Lord God, and we thank you for this young man, dear Father. We understand, Lord God, that this day, Lord God, he wants to give his life to you, dear Heavenly Father, and this we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless this family in a mighty way, Lord God. Hopefully, Lord God, we're looking to see Brother Monty, Lord God, come in too, dear Lord, if he's able, Lord God. We just pray that you would bless and be with all of us, dear Father. We want to, Lord God, lift up Sister June this morning, dear Father. We know, Lord God, if she could, she'd be here, Lord God, but she's not feeling well in her body, Lord God. She says she's aching all over, dear Father, and you know all about it, dear Father. But, Lord God, we thank you for this dear sister, and we thank you for her wisdom, dear Father. We thank you for the words, Lord God, the encouragement she gives, Lord God, and we ask in the name
name of Jesus, that you would bless her, Lord God, and be with her, Lord God. Lord, as she said to me on the phone, she said her prayer requests are still the same. Remember her loved ones, dear Father. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her children, her daughters, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord God. Remember her grandbabies in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, and her brother, Lord God, there in Detroit, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning, dear Father, ask that you would have thine own way. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal our dear sister in your name, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we remember Sister Laurencine, Lord God, who's not feeling well in her body, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and all that you have done for her, and ask your hand of love and mercy be extended unto her this day. Bless her, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul. We know Sister Laurencine would be here if she could, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God, we just pray you give her the rest that is needed. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember all the children that are downstairs. We thank you for them and ask your blessings be upon them, dear Father. Watch over them, Lord God, as they're in school, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Father, we pray for their parents and ask that you would remember them likewise. Father, we want to thank you for Brother Maurice and Sister Smith downstairs working with the children this morning, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, you have been so good to us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we can't thank you enough for all of your goodness, dear Father. We ask a special prayer upon our officer Tripp, dear Father. We thank you for him, dear Lord. We ask that you would bless this dear man in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God, when he's out on his post, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing him to us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we don't know much about him, but that's all right, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for him, Lord God, that we still consider him, Lord God, as one of our family now, dear Father. And so we're praying and lifting him up to you, Lord God. Remember, if he has any family members, Lord God, remember them in a mighty way, Lord God. Bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting Officer Todd either, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with him for the years that Officer Todd has been with us, Lord God. We still lift him up to you, Lord God, and his family, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them in a mighty way, dear Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, the lost of this world, dear Father. Remember souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, if there's any listening in on the broadcast this morning, Lord God, that the word of God will penetrate deep in their heart, mind, and soul, Lord God, and let them know about Jesus Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray for our world and the leaders, dear Father. We send up a special prayer for our president and vice president, Lord God, and our Congress, Lord God, and all of our Supreme Court judges and judges everywhere, Lord God. We pray for these men, dear Father, and women, dear Heavenly Father, that are in leadership positions and roles, dear Father. You told us in the word, dear Heavenly Father, to pray, dear Heavenly Father, for them, dear Lord. And so we lift them up to you, dear Father. They need your guidance. They need your direction, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, the souls over there in Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for those people, Lord God. We pray for the children, Lord God. Oh, my God, in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would look in upon them in a mighty way, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we realize, dear Heavenly Father, we're in the last of the last days, and we realize, Lord, Jesus told us in the word there'll be wars and rumors of wars, dear Heavenly Father, but he said these are just the beginning, dear Father. He told us, Lord, not to let not our heart be troubled, Lord God, or shaken, Lord God, at these things that we're seeing, dear Lord. But Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would have mercy, dear Lord. Have mercy upon those people, Lord God, in a mighty way. Remember, Lord God, those who are in the mission fields. Remember all of our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Father. Lord, we lift them up to you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would have thine own way. Get the glory out of their lives, dear Father. Lord, all of us that are serving you, we want to do your will, dear Father. We want to be in your will, Lord God. We want, Lord God, our lives to be an example, Lord God, that others may see our light that is shining, Lord God, and they will want to come to Jesus Christ because of how we are living our lives. Father, we just ask that you would bless. Remember the souls, Lord God, that you have blessed to come into this house of God. We ask that you would bless them in a mighty way. Remember Brother Joseph and his family, Lord God. Likewise, remember, Lord God, Mr. Dalton. We don't see him as of yet, but Father God, we trust that he's on his way. Lord, we just ask that you would bless me with Brother Robert in a special way. Likewise, dear Father, we know, Lord God, that he's been suffering, Lord God, with a swollen toe or foot, dear Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you would touch and heal it to your glory. Not forgetting Sister Carolyn, Lord God, remember her, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Touch her and heal her in her body, dear Father. Remember all those who are listening in this morning, dear Father. Remember Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, and we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would remember Sister Ferris Day and her sisters, Lord God. We pray that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Remember little Samantha, Lord God. We thank you for this beautiful child that you have brought into this world, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord God, this morning for Sister Blake, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, as she helps out this morning, dear Lord, and all that she does, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for what you have done for her, Lord God. And thank you for her wisdom, her knowledge, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her being the treasure for the congregation, Lord God, and how she keeps, Lord God, us as being good stewards of your manifold grace. We thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Not forgetting Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. We ask your blessings upon her likewise, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would remember our trustees. We haven't forgotten them, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, Lord God, and Brother Robert too, Lord God. Lord, these brother and dear Father take care of this house of God, Lord God. And we thank you also for Brother Tony. They come over, Lord God. And in the absence of dear Brother Robert, dear Father, they're here, Lord God, along with Sister Carol, Lord God, cleaning the church, dear Heavenly Father, making sure that things are done, Lord God, so that we are able to still come into the house of God. We thank you for that, Lord God. And Lord, have we forgotten to say to them, thank you, Lord God. We're saying, dear Father, to you, thank you for them, dear Father. We lift them up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them. Likewise, we want to thank Brother Byron, Lord God. We thank you for him being our superintendent and our Wednesday night facilitator. Lord God, you have blessed us, dear brother, and we ask that you would continue to look down upon him with favor. Remember his companion in a special way, Lord God. We pray for you. Remember his children, likewise, not forgetting Jacob out there on the ocean. Lord, remember him too, Lord God. Oh, Father, there's so much to be thankful for, so much to pray about. But Father, we just ask that you would remember each and every one. Father, you know our heart's desire. You know, dear Heavenly Father, we desire to do your will this morning. We desire that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, remember us all, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning, dear Father, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Remember me, Lord God, as I deliver your word. Father, I need you, dear Father. I need you every hour, dear Father. And I ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you look down upon me, favor, dear Father. As I speak to your people, dear Father, I want to be all that you have called me out to be, Lord God. And I want to be the example, Lord God. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to keep me humble, Lord God, every day. Oh, guide my footsteps, lest I stumble along the way. Oh, if Satan tries to hurt me, Lord, I will never more thee pray. Lord, Savior, always keep me humble every day. Remember your people everywhere, Lord God. Remember your ministry this day. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you right now. Amen and amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
If you look in your bulletin, you should have your opening song, Make Me a Servant. Your bulletin, opening song, Make Me a Servant.
Amen. Make me a servant unto the Lord.
Thank you.
Make me a servant. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart.
Praise God. Glory to God this morning. Amen. We understand in order to be a servant, we have to undergo a change from that old life, from that old man, from that old nature, in order to be made a servant of the Lord, in order to be meet for the master's use. Give him glory this morning because of his great plan of redemption for us.
Amen.
So glad to be here this morning. So glad to see each and every one of you as we give glory to God our Father and to Jesus our Savior. Amen. Again, so good to see each one. And again, so good to see Brother Matthew, Sister Sandy, and Titan this morning. Thank God. Just thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his blessings to us from last week to this week. Mm-hmm. We know that it's only the mercy of God. By his mercy, we're here. And so we want him to have his way in all things.
Amen.
Amen. We're giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. And just thank God for her and that the Lord would just bless her. Let's keep our prayer on our hearts, even as the service proceeds. Keep a prayer on our hearts for our dear pastor, knowing that God is blessing her and she needs all of his blessings, even as we all do. But she has been placed, God has placed her as the watchman on the wall for this congregation.
Amen.
And so we thank God for the word that he sends to us through her. And so we'll ask God's special anointing, a double blessing on her. We want the Lord to have his way in everything that is said and done this day.
Amen.
Again, I'm just glad to be here, glad to see our young people. We see them coming up. They've had, I guess they've finished their snack downstairs, and they're starting to come up. And again, continue to remember those who would have been here if they were not afflicted or sick in body. You know that God is able to be with them where they are, even as he is here with us.
Amen.
Our responsive reading this morning is found in St. John chapter 10. St. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
And God for his word.
Amen.
Amen. Our reading is the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to John.
Yes.
Chapter 10,
I know sometimes people will say that's St. John's gospel, but it was not John's gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. That's what the gospel is. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, reading responsibly. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
This parable speaks Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen. Together. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for the good shepherd.
Amen.
Thank God. We know that the good shepherd is faithful and taketh care of the sheep. We also know that Christ is our example, so we have to be faithful also. Amen. We thank God for his word. Thank God. We know that every word that he has spoken is true. We know that no word that he has ever spoken will ever fail.
Mm-hmm.
And all will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his word this morning.
Amen.
His word also says that we can bring our prayers and supplications to him.
Amen.
He said that if we abide, Jesus said, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be given. So we thank God for this privilege of prayer, this blessing of prayer and being able to bring our requests to him, knowing that he will hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask if at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Remember my family. We saw three accidents as we were coming. One car was over the edge, another one had hit the wall. And then on but further, was two more cars under the police were out there. Then three accidents coming.
My. Amen. Amen. So we'll ask the Lord to bless that situation. Amen. Brother Matthew, I saw your hand. Amen.
Yeah, I just want you to remember us every day. Sometimes we have a problem. schoolwork and everything going on there. Not far from it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Sister Sandy.
Oh my.
Lord bless.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We remember these requests. The request from Sister Carol was that she saw three accidents on the way to service today. And to remember those who were involved in those. And Brother Matthew would like us to remember his son, Dyke Titan, as he goes back and forth to school and remembering him at school, that God will be with him. God will surround him. And so lift up Brother Matthew's son, Titan, much in prayer. Amen. And Sister Sandy's request also was that she saw an accident as well, that a motorhome was in a bad accident and had gone over the edge of the road. So remember those in prayer. We know that it was, even though they said there was a trace of snow this morning, that a trace can do a lot if people are not being prudent, not being careful. So remember those requests much in prayer, please. Remember, and remember Brother Monty as well. Brother Monty was not feeling well this morning, and Sister Sandy said may be going to the hospital. So remember him much in prayer. Know that God is able. God's able. Yes, Sister Sandy. Amen. Amen. His daughter, also Brother Monty's daughter, is under conviction and is going over to talk to Brother Monty this morning about it. We know the Spirit of God is able to work. Amen. You know, and we know that he has a few daughters, but we'll remember them all. You don't even have to call her name. It's the which one. We're going to remember all of his daughters. We're going to remember every one of them because we know they all need the Lord.
Sister Blake, let's remember Brother Joseph, and then we don't see them as of yet. Mr. Dalton, remember him.
Yes.
Remember Sister Kiva, Sister India. Sister India says she'll be here, but remember her much in prayer. And let's not forget Sister Webb, who's not feeling well, and Sister Lawrence.
Amen. Amen.
And Brother PJ, remember him.
Yes. Remember Brother Pierre, much in prayer as well. Yeah.
Along with his sisters and...
Yes. Yes. Amen. Remember. Amen. 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 But the man said, remember the neighborhood. Those were homeless, sick and the homeless. Those who don't have. Food, those who don't have means. Remember his loved ones as well. Remember Sister Mann in a special way. Amen. Remember the service today.
Sister Blake, no doubt, probably Sister Maria must be stuck in traffic coming from that east area.
Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Maria and her family who may be stuck in traffic on their way here. Other requests. Sister Regina.
Thank you for your prayers for Deborah. She still has a long way to go. She's supposed to, I think, in first of April, go over to Oxygen to Costco, her job. So keep her in your prayers. Pray for J.C. Village, and if I was waiting on Beverly. The lady said, you going to church? I said, yes. She said, pray for me. So pray for JC
Village. Amen. Amen. We'll pray for JC Village. Amen. And everyone who lives there. Not only our sister Regina, but everyone who lives there. Amen. Amen. And remember Sister Regina's daughter Deborah as well, who's due to return go to work on April 1st with her oxygen. So remember her much in prayer.
Sister Blake, I just thank the Lord for his many blessings. I'm just thankful for all that he's done for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. And all general requests. Amen. That's it. After the... Yes. Yes, Sister Holmes.
Yes, I want to thank you, each and everyone, for your prayers on my behalf. And I, even though I'm aching, I still can listen to the word of God and keep it hid in my heart. So remember me in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Holmes. Lord bless her. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byron if he would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's someone with a special need, can come and stand and pray. You can kneel and pray. You know, the Lord does not, there's not a fixed program or ritual behind our prayers. You want to pray where you're standing. That's fine too, because God knows each and every heart. So after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
Also, in your bulletin, you should find another sheet. Kneel at the cross. Kneel at the cross. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, and then the chorus, and 3 and 4, and then the chorus. Kneel at the cross. Should be in your bulletin. Verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus. Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Lift to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross, there is room for all who would his glory share. Bliss there awaits, harm can never befall those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross, meet you there. Kneel at the cross. Jesus, did you come to drink from the fountain of love? Bliss there awaits in that heavenly home for all the saints above. Kneel at the cross. Give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not away to life's sparkling cup, trust only in his love. Kneel at the cross,
meet you there, my Lord, my Lord. Amen. Good morning, all. I thank the Lord to be here this day and be able to come before you and stand before you and lift up a voice on behalf of the people of God and those that have gathered together. Likewise, I desire your prayers on my behalf as I stand before you, as we look to the Lord in prayer. Our kind, most gracious, and heavenly Father, we look to thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for allowing us to rise up from beds of rest and be able to have strength and the right mind to put ourselves together and make our way to the house of God. And even those that may be listening in on the phones or even on the computer systems, we ask that thou remember them as well this morning as they're giving an ear to the church of God, to the word of God, and to the spirit of God that will speak to hearts this day. We ask, dear Father, that you would look down with favor and bless each and every one that has made it out to the house of God and put forth a request this morning. You know all about each and every request. You know all about each and every heart, each and every soul that stands before you. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And you heard those requests, dear Father. And as I try to bring them before you this morning, dear Father, we ask that you would bless in a mighty way. But first, let us say thank you. Amen. Let us say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you that you so loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son. And you said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us understand that everlasting life comes through Jesus Christ, and we must be obedient to your commands and to your will. So we ask this day that you would continue to strengthen us and guide and direct us through your ministry and through your word, through the gospel that is preached this morning. We ask in a mighty way, in a special way, that each and every one of us will get our portion in here from on high, which thou hast given unto your minister this morning that stands before us. And we ask a special prayer on her behalf this morning. We thank you for Minister Renee Jenkins, and we ask your blessings to be with her and strengthen her and guide and direct her and allow her footsteps to stand in the gospel of peace this morning as she stands before us behind that podium and proclaims the word of God. We ask that you will bless her and strengthen her and allow her to have the authority this morning to teach and guide and direct in all things that be said and done. Allow your spirit, dear Father, to strengthen her and allow your words to penetrate the hearts and minds of men. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And we're thankful for Sister Millicent being here this morning. We're thankful for the song service thus far. And we ask that thou would allow the songs to also lift someone's burden, lift someone's heavy heart. So we're thankful for her this morning. Remember her request, dear Father, for anything that neighbors or home and just taking care of her and seeing her thing. She's just thankful to be a child of God, I think she said this morning. So we thank the Lord for her, and we ask that you continue to bless her in a mighty way. And likewise, we're thankful to have Minister Blake up here as well. And we ask your blessings to be with her in a special way. We ask that thou would look down with favor upon her. We know that she's been dealing with an eye situation, her eyes. And we ask that you would have mercy, dear Father, and look down with favor upon her. We realize, dear God, that you're able to touch. We've seen many a times in your word where you've touched eyes. And you've put a little spittle on them and you've asked them, is it clear now? And they had to answer and have faith. So we ask that you would likewise put a little spiritual spittle on the eyes this morning of Sister Blake. We know that you're able. I know personally that you're able. I lost sight in one eye, and I can see well this day. So allow her to continue to trust and allow her to even trust in the faith and belief that I had that you would bring back my sight, that you would fully bring back her sight as well. Have thine own divine way. Each and every one of us can be an example to one another this morning in the faith that the Lord has done something for us that we're able to share. You said they overcame by the words of their testimony. So allow our testimony to be help someone else this day. And we're thankful to see Sister Regina here this morning. Remember her in a special way. She's thankful for her daughter being able to be lifted up a little better than she was and able to go in and out and possibly return to work. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And likewise, her living quarters, remember all those that dwell there in a special way. Likewise, we're thankful to hear Sister Holmes on the phone this morning and listening in, and we're thankful for her spirit that continues to connect with us and allows us to lift our spirits as we hear her voice. And we're thankful for her and thankful how you continue to bless her in these later years. You've blessed her to be able to stand and continue to stand. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her in a mighty way. We're thankful for. And likewise, Brother Roberts, remember him and his condition. Remember him and his family in a special way. And thankful for him. Continue to bless him, see him through. And likewise, we're thankful for Brother Mann's being here this morning. We're thankful that you've blessed him to be in the house of God and continue to look down with favor upon him. And Sister Smith in a special way. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her and continue to remember her loved ones and those that she's concerned about. And knowing that you're able, dear Father, and knowing that you're able to bless and remember her loved ones, we ask that thou would look down with favor upon them and continue to bless Sister Smith as she walks before him and be true to thee. We ask that thou would continue to remember our children that are here this day and ask that thou would remember them in a mighty way and look down upon them with favor. Remember Matthew in London. We see, don't see Haley here. Well, Haley's here today, but we don't see the little one. And thankful for Grant. And remember Olivia. She's not feeling well in body. So we're thankful, dear Father. And just pray that you'll remember family. Remember their parents in a special way. Remember Brother Javier in a special way. He said he was going to do some visiting somewhere this Sunday. So we ask that thou remember him in a special way. Thankful for Brother Maurice being here this day. Continue to bless him and look down upon him with favor. Likewise, Sister Lawrence Steen, we ask that thou remember her and touch her in body. We know that she would be here and don't know the condition, Father, but you know all about it. So we ask in a special way that you'd remember her. And likewise, Sister Sandy and her request for others and those that were involved in accidents this morning, possibly. And likewise, remember her loved ones. And likewise, Brother Matthew, seeing him here this morning and thankful for him. And pray that thou remember this young brother in a special way and look down upon him with favor, dear Father, as he's trying to look to thee and learn how to follow Christ in a close and special way in his life. Remember his son, I believe he spoke of, in a special way as well. We're just thankful to see him here. We're always thankful for those that are trying to put their best foot forward to serve thee. But we ask that thou would bless them and strengthen them and keep them encouraged and allow them to look on our lives as we continue to follow thee, and they would look on our lives and follow as well. We ask that thou would bless them in a special way. Thankful for Sister Melita. Ask that thou remember her in a special way. And as has been said, Brother Pierre, remember him in a special way. And look down upon him in a mighty way. We realize his loss is deep and that he's going through it. And we ask that thou would just remember him in a special way, in a mighty way, dear Father. And likewise, the girls and his companion, and likewise his ex-companion, we realize all of them are suffering and having a heavy way. So we just ask that thou remember them in a special way. And as it's been said, Sister Maria and her family, likewise remember them as they are traveling out and heading this way. We hope and pray that all's well. And we ask that thou would look down with favor. And thankful to have Brother Levester here this morning. Continue to remember him in a special way. Look down upon him with favor. If there's any I forgot to call out, dear Father, you realize you know all and each and every one that's here. But we truly just want to say thank you for the Church of God. Thank you for the people of God. Thank you for the righteousness you have shown us. Thank you for your word that you have made flesh to dwell among us and allow your word to be in us and guide us by your spirit. And we ask that you would continue to guide and direct us and allow your spirit to guide and direct us into all truth. We realize all truth is all the church of God stands for. So we ask that you would bless us and guide and direct us and keep us. Allow us to get deep into the understanding of what it means to have salvation, what it means to be delivered from sin, what it means to be delivered from this world, what it means to have the full and complete salvation of Jesus Christ in our lives. Help us, dear Father, to learn to live before we done with this life. We ask that thou would bless us and strengthen us and allow us to be attentive this day to what thou has given to your minister this morning to share with us and to speak with us on. Allow it to penetrate our ears, but allow it to penetrate the ears of our hearts, that we will walk before thee and be thou perfect as thou hast said. I thank you this morning for being here, and I thank you for the report that you gave me on Thursday.
Amen.
I realize, dear Father, I went through a long procedure of cancer, and it took a long time to get through all the pain and the suffering.
Yeah.
And even as I got the report on yesterday that all is well, I truly thank you, dear Lord, that you have delivered me from that condition. Allow me to continue to have faith, even though they continue to monitor for the next 5 years because they say it'll come back or things can come back. Allow me to look up to thee. Allow me to continue to only believe. You told the man to only to believe. If we only believe,
yeah.
Allow us to only believe. We can't see faith. We have to just believe. So help us to learn to have faith in thee and faith that will be everlasting. And you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And I am with you always, even unto the end. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God, we serve.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
you,
our
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
what a mighty God.
Lord.
Amen.
What a mighty God.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise
God.
Our God is able.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. God's grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, grace and mercy for all me. Many this moment, because of you,
my,
I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy. Oh,
praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a wonderful gift to have the favor of God.
Yes, it is.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his spirit already manifested in prayer.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his answers to prayer.
Yeah.
That encourages each and every one of us. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. God.
I love him because he loves me.
Praise God.
And purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We love him because he first loved us. Thank God for his great love. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. Praise our God. This is the final Sunday in March.
Mm-hmm.
And before I go any farther, thank God Sister Belton is here with her family.
Amen.
Amen. We were praying. And we thank God for his answers to our prayers to see you. Even when the prayer was being rendered, and I could hear a little voice. That's a blessing as you were coming in. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. That little voice, that may have been Liam. His little voice was the answer to our prayers on your behalf. We thank God for that.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Prayer even now before we
Amen.
Collect the offering.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Amen. Father, Lord, we're continuing. Lord, you told us to be continuing instant in prayer, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bind all of our prayers together, dear God. Lord, as one cry unto thee.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for bringing her dear sister and her family, dear God, safely over the highway, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we know, Lord, that you heard her voice, dear God, even as she was driving, Lord. She said, Lord, just let me make it there, dear God. Lord, she knows, dear God, that you are a refuge, dear God. Lord, you are a refuge and our high tower and our strength, dear Father. Lord, even as the woman who pressed through the crowd and said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be healed. Father, we thank you, dear God, for our dear sister Maria, dear Father. Lord, she just wants to touch the hem of your spiritual garment, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear God, that she's going to get a fresh and filling, Lord, and the strength that she stands in need of, dear God, from day to day. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would pour out, dear Father, on her, Lord, from your strength. We pray, dear God, that you would pour out a blessing. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would lift her up, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're there, Lord, and that you're working, dear Father, on her behalf, dear Father, and on behalf of her family and her children and her companion, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just, Lord, build her up, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, as she said, Lord, we are in these human bodies, dear God. But, Lord, you know that we are but dust. Your word says so. But, Lord, you're able to build us up, Lord, in our spirit, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just be with her, dear God, and give her the strength that she needs, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that there are times, dear Father, when we just need our cup to be refilled, dear God. Lord, we need it to be overflowing, dear God, in order, Lord, to meet, Lord, those things that come before us, dear God, in life. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, she's lifting up her cup to thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would fill it, dear God, with your goodness. Fill it with your strength, dear Father. Fill her, Lord, dear God, with your courage, dear Father. Yeah. Give her everything she stands in need of, dear God. Because even as she said, dear God, there are times, Lord, that things can come upon us, dear God, this life that seem overwhelming. But, Lord, at those times, Lord, when things seem overwhelming, Lord, you can fill our cup to overflowing, dear God. Lord, that she might be able, Lord, to stand, dear God, and face, Lord, with courage and encouragement in thee. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would hear, dear Father, her request in the name of Jesus. And bless, dear Father. Lord, remember her companion, dear God. Remember him on his job, Lord. We've been praying for him there, dear Father. And Lord, you know all about it, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that there are ungodly men, ungodly people, dear Father, who would try, dear God, to become false accusers, dear God, even of your people. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to lift up a standard against it, dear Father. Lord, your word says so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against it. So, Lord, help her, dear Father, to stand strong. Help Brother DeAndre to stand strong. Help us, Lord, to stand shoulder to shoulder with them, dear Father, constantly lifting them up in prayer, dear God, knowing, Lord, Father, that you're able, dear God, Lord, to help them to overcome, dear Father, anything, dear Father, which would try to come against them to tear them down. Lord, we know you're able to build them up. So have your way, dear God. And Lord, help them, dear Father, Lord, that they may be blessings, dear Father, to others, Lord, who see them stand even in the face of opposition, others who see them stand even in the face, Lord, of those things, dear God, that would cause others to faint away. Help them, Lord, to stand in thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Our special offering for today is for missions, for missionaries. And as we file by, that offering may be placed in the center plate and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear Father. Because, Lord, you have answered our prayers in the past, and you have provided, Lord, for our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, dear God, for what you have given, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear Father, that we can never outgive you, dear Father. Lord, no matter how much we give, dear God, we can never outgive you, dear Father, for your blessings, dear Father, are overflowing in our lives. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, receive these offerings, dear God, as we are obedient to your word, dear God, in giving. And, Lord, we do it cheerfully, dear Father, for truly, Lord, we count it a privilege, dear Father, to obey your word in giving. We pray, dear Father, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor.
Lord, give us wisdom, dear Father, for the disbursement, dear God, for truly, Lord, we want to do all things according to your will. Now have your way in each one of us, dear God. And Lord, truly, dear Father, we know, dear Father, that you will get the glory, dear Father, because we will speak glory unto your name. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Let me walk in the path which my Savior has drawn. Let me follow so close by his side. For by trusting in him, I am happy and free. In the fold of his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. For I trust in him, I am happy and free. In the hope of his love, let me hide. Let my heart e'er be fixed on my treasures above. Let the treasures of earth fade away. For there's nothing so lovely as Jesus to me. Let me ne'er let his love go astray. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. For my trusting in him, I am happy and free. In the hope of his love, let me hide. Do you ask why I love him, the dearest of all? Why so freely I yield unto him? 'Tis because he has loved me and died on the cross. My poor soul hopes in him to redeem. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. For by trusting in him, I am happy and free. In the fold of his love, let me hide. It is blessed to serve him and do his good will. For so precious to me is his love. Let my promise arise, all be given to him, till he calls me to be him above. In his love, let me hide. In his love, let me hide. Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
Amen.
There to sing forever. You know, singing up there forever, we won't have dry throats. We won't have blunders in our throats. To sing forever before the throne of God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I want to see. We're going to dedicate this to Brother Maurice. Not sure where, oh, he went downstairs. We'll dedicate this, I know he loves this song too. We'll dedicate it to Brother Maurice.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson glow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me up.
Because those who are not at peace with God, those who are still in sin, for them there will be just a certain fearful looking for of judgment and of the wrath of God. But oh, when you know the Lord, you want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last. Ever to rejoice.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God. The cares of this world, I'm persuaded we'll tell the story how we overcame, but and we'll understand it better by and by. But when we reach that point, we won't even want to be looking in the rearview mirror at all those troubles.
Amen.
We'll just praise God for victory.
Amen.
Victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for the service thus far. We realize that the blessing of the word, the preaching of the word is the main part of this service. That's where we get our strength. That's where we got our salvation. Because we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we're going to look to the Lord and lift up our precious pastor, and ask God to anoint her from on high with
strength to preach the word to us. So we'll look to the Lord at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have felt, dear God. Lord, what our hearts have heard, dear God, from your spirit, dear God, thus far. But we pray, dear God, that you would continue to anoint in this service. We pray, dear God, that you would anoint, Lord, your maid servant, Lord, that she may preach the word of God with power. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to receive your word in our hearts, dear God. For we know, Lord, that it's good for our souls. It is good for Lord, preaching, Lord, salvation to us. It is good for giving us peace, dear God, through your grace. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, for we know, Lord, that it is good to keep us. It is good to seal us, dear God. It is good to establish our steps. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins to preach the message, Lord, that you have given to her. Help us, Lord, to receive it. Anoint us, dear God. Anoint us hearers, dear God, to receive it, Lord, and not only to receive it, but to obey it, all of your word. And, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth, dear God, that it would minister, dear God, to souls who are under conviction, dear God, and who want to be saved through your precious word. Have your way, Lord, in this service, and Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. May I present our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your presence today and how God has blessed us far in the service. We thank God for all that he has done for us. He has been good to us, saints. And we're thanking God. You know, the enemy has been busy. He's busy with all of us, saints. Not only those who just new converts in the Lord, but he's busy with those of us who've been in the Lord for a while, too.
Yes.
Amen. Tried to bring discouragement. And, you know, I've been up here battling the enemy since I've been sitting up here. Because, you know, we were expecting some to come in. They told us they would be here. And I know that some were saying, well, why would we go and buy translation information so that they could hear the word of God? But I rebuke the enemy.
Amen.
Because God would have us to step out in faith and believe.
Amen.
And so I believe God.
Amen.
I believe my God is able.
Amen.
Our God didn't do anything. He does things all well.
Yes, he does.
And I trust our Lord. Trust the Lord. I trust you had your hearing this morning. We read John, the 10th chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. It's
Amen.
Good to see everyone out. It's good to see Brother Matthew and his family. Sister Sandy, I thank God for you. Sister Indy, I thank God for you. I was texting with her on yesterday, and she said, Sister, I'll be there tomorrow. Thank God for that.
Amen.
And I thank God for Brother Matthew. I've been texting with him throughout the week. And Brother's been encouraging my heart. I told him that with his words of, you know, exhortation. He's been thanking God for his salvation, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God for him and his son being here today, too.
Amen.
And we're hearing, as we said, we read John, the 10th chapter, 1 through 11. We would like to go back to verse 10 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on our heart to share with you today. Just remember Mr. Dalton. We don't see him today. Just remember him much in prayer. We know that sickness is running in our land, and we have quite a few of the saints that are out sick themselves. So some may be sick and just haven't checked in, but we thank God. Amen. John 10, verse 10. Lord bless.
Amen.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject
abundant life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Abundant life in Christ Jesus. In the natural, we know that life is tough. We know that there are some difficult times. We know that there's some circumstances that happen every day. There may be a health issue, maybe a financial issue, maybe a marriage problem, job stress, or just stress in general. You see, the list goes on and on and on. But we learned in our Sunday school lesson this morning that the Christian life still goes on in spite of all these things. Though we may be going through these things, saints of God, we still have to run on for Jesus Christ. You see, our Savior came to give us life more abundant in him. Jesus said in our scripture text, he said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What are you saying to us, Sister Renee? All I see is trouble around me each and every day. When I get up in the morning, all there is trouble. When I went to bed the night before, all I heard about was trouble. There's trouble on my job. There's trouble in my home. There's trouble in my neighborhood. But what I'm saying to you, Jesus said in John 16, 33, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. You see, when you're in Jesus Christ, as Sister Maria was saying, and she didn't know anything about this message, in Jesus Christ, he said, we might have peace. How many have found that to be so? But he went on to let us know, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Oh, saints of God, we are in this world, but not of it. And yes, we are going to have some tribulation. There are going to be some financial problems. There are going to be some job stress. There are going to be some flat tires, furnaces going out. There's going to be some dishonesty, unruly children. There's going to be unruly neighbors. But remember what Jesus said. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise our God. You see, when we are out of tune with God, fears and anxieties will crowd into our lives. We will focus our attention on all the uncertainties of this life and on all the changing things that are going on in our decaying world. And then our security and confidence will become shaken. That's what the devil wants. And our peace will be disturbed. But to have an abundant life in Christ Jesus, oh, is to be able to say, as the psalmist says, in the 57th division of Psalm, verse 7, when he says these words, he says there, when he says, my heart is fixed. Oh, saints of God, is our heart fixed on Jesus? He said, oh, God, my heart is fixed. He went on and said it again. He said, I will sing and give praise. Oh, is our heart fixed on God, where we're able to give praise and glory to Almighty God. You see, when our heart is fixed on Jesus, we can have an abundant life even in the midst of chaos. We can have an abundant life even when you get a bill in the mail that was unexpected. You can have an abundant life when you walk out on the parking lot and you have a flat tire. You can have an abundant life when the furnace goes out. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, in our scripture, when you say about an abundant life, it means my abundant life is in Jesus Christ and not in the material riches of this world. Oh, that's why he tells us in the word of God, we are to work out our salvation. As Paul wrote in Philippians 2, verse 12, he said, we must do this with fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. You see, unlike a thief, the Lord does not come for selfish reasons.
Amen.
He comes to give and not to get. He came to give life to mankind. He comes so that people may have life in him that is meaningful, that is purposeful, that is joyful, and that is eternal. You see, our Savior is the author of peace. He has invited all mankind to enjoy the most meaningful, life-changing experience. He said in Matthew 16:24, he said, if any man will come after me, he said, let him deny himself. He said, and take up his cross and follow me. Also in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we are told these words. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Oh, do you see the newness now that you're walking with Jesus? Do you see things in a different light? Or are you still looking, like Sister Blake said, are we trying to look in that rearview mirror to still hold on to those things that are out there in the world? You see, they're in the rearview mirror. That's where they are. Their past hasn't gone away, and we can run on for Jesus Christ. I say to the lost this afternoon, will you accept his invitation? In the word of God, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Oh, and you shall find rest for your soul. The only rest you're going to have in this world is rest in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise Amen. Our God. He offers light for darkness. He offers trust for doubt. Our Savior offers peace for strife. Our Savior offers joy for sorrow. He offers rest for weariness. Oh, and he offers us hope for despair. And then he offers us life for death. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, our abundant life in Christ Jesus started the moment that you and I gave our life to Jesus Christ. I know many read this scripture and they see the word abundant, which means plentiful, which means ample. And they believe that Jesus is talking about prospering them with money and prosperity, but not so. Our Savior promises us something far better than money. Oh, praise our God. How many know that? Praise our God. Money can't buy what you and I have. Praise God. Oh, he says to us in 1 Corinthians, turn with me there for a moment. That second chapter in verse 9. You know, someone might be saying there, listening in, well, Sister Renee, I haven't seen that yet. But you keep on living for the Lord, and you'll see just how much our God will bless you, how much our God can bring you through, how much our God can take little and make a lot out
Amen.
Of it. Oh, I found that to be so. Oh, when the enemy, that sister was praying, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. All you got to do is stay in Jesus Christ and run this race that God has set before us. But look at what he says there in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 9. He said, but as it is written, he said, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Praise our God. Oh, our eyes have not seen all that God has prepared for us, nor have we heard everything that God has for us. Oh, my God. But he has a lot, saints of God. We've got to stay true to Almighty God. And then we're told in Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 20, the apostle tells us that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. And he does it by his power, a power that is at work within you and I. Oh, that's if you belong to Almighty God. You see, many read this passage of scripture in John, and they think that this means that God is going to lavish all kinds of material things upon us. Some began to vision a lavish home, expensive car, a worldwide cruise, and more money than they can ever think they can ever have. But let us think about what Jesus is teaching regarding his abundant life. The Bible tells us that wealth, prestige and position and power in this world is not one of God's priorities.
Amen.
We're told these words in Proverbs 23, verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Oh, my. You think about these words. We're living in a time where many in the ministry, that's all they teach is about prosperity, about growing your money, about growing your wealth. But my Bible tells us labor not to be rich. He says, cease from thine own wisdom. You might say, Sister Renee, there are some Christians who are wealthy. Oh, yes, there are. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible says in the 62nd division of Psalms, verse 10, he said, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. He said, if riches increase, just set not your affections on your heart on them. Praise our God.
Amen.
I thank God when Brother Byron gave his testimony about how God, how they said he's clear of cancer. And we thank God for that. We've been praying to that vein and thank the Lord that God has blessed. But as brother said, you know, they want him to come back every 5 years and keep getting a check or come back within 5 years and keep checking on it. But he's putting his trust in God, putting his trust that God is going to carry him through. Oh, he's going to do the things that are prevent us. You know, saints of God, we may say we put our trust in God, but God wants us to do the right thing too.
Amen.
We don't say that we love Almighty God and God will protect me and go stand on 270.
Amen.
That's not what God's talking about.
That's right.
We don't say that, you know, Lord, I love you and I want all these things. And Lord, I'm going to the store to buy these things. But then we go in there and we don't have no money to buy it.
That's right.
Because we didn't get up and go to work. He said, if you don't work, you don't eat. So we got to trust God. We got to get out and do something God wants us. There's action in serving Almighty God.
Amen.
You know, if you want something from Almighty God, Jesus told us what we have to do in the Word of God. He told us over there in Matthew, we've got to ask. Isn't that what he said? He said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7, he said, ask and it shall be given. You see, he's given you. You see, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, he promised us in his word. Sister quoted a scripture out of John, the 15th chapter, where the Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. But he said, you can ask. So we got to ask these things. He said, see, and ye shall find. And then he told us, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, saints of God, there's something we've got to do in order for God to do what God is going to do in his word. Praise our God. As we said, if our riches increase, we just don't set our affections upon them. But we continue to trust in God, that God will provide our every need. Abundant life is eternal, that is provided by Jesus Christ himself. It is spiritual abundance, not material abundance. Jesus said these words in John 17, verse 3. He says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You notice that he did not mention length of days, nor did he mention health, prosperity, family, or occupation. But what he said, he let us know, is that the knowledge of God is the key to a truly abundant life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You see, many look at John 10:10 as having to do with money and inquire more material things. But the abundance Jesus is talking about is having a personal relationship with him, being free from a life of sin controlled by the devil. Praise
Amen.
Our God. Let us look at the preceding verse. Let us go back to John 10. And let us look at the preceding verses in this chapter, starting with verse 6. It said, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Saints of God, that's why we got to get into the word of God. We don't want to be dull of knowing what the word of God says. We don't want to err in our walk with Almighty God because we don't know what thus saith the scripture. You may say, Sister Renee, we can't know all the scripture. None of us know all the word of God, but we ought to know how God wants us to walk in this life. We ought to know how we ought to live in this present world. We ought to know that when the Bible tells us in Titus back there in the word of God, how God wants us to live is a righteous and sober life in this present world. And that he also wants us to live holy and righteous because our God is holy. Praise our God. He went on to say, then said Jesus unto them. He said again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Oh, praise our God. You see, there's only one way into the kingdom of God, and that is through Christ Jesus. He said, all that ever came before me, he said, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. My. Oh, he went on, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He went on to say there in verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. You see, the thief is anyone who tries to steal, kill, and destroy the sheep. The thief is also its false teachers, mm-hmm. false religious leaders. Oh, yeah, the devil is working through them. Because you see, the ministry has a responsibility to preach the word of God. I know in our day and time, many in the ministry equate their success in their ministry with having a large congregation, a huge building. They have all these degrees and recognition. But Jesus, on the other hand, equates success with obedience and service to him. What are you saying, Sister Renee? He told us in John 13, verse 17, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Praise our God. We have a service. You see, there are many passages in the Bible that speak directly to the ministry and what the ministry is supposed to be doing. Turn with me to Acts, the 20th chapter, and let us look at what Paul is saying to the ministry. You may say, Sister Renee, oh, sometimes it's hard on the ministry, but oh, the ministry has to stand, because if the ministry doesn't stand, where are the people going to go? What are the people going to do? Because, you know, as the ministry is, there goes the people. If the ministry is not standing on the word of God, if the ministry is not preaching the word of God, the people of God are not going to know how they ought to live for Almighty God. He says there, and that Paul says in Acts 20, verse 26, these words. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day. He said that I am pure from the blood of all men. He said, for I am not shunned, meaning Paul did not turn away. Paul did not avoid. He did not evade to declare unto all the counsel of God. You see, here Paul knew what the Lord gave to him. He also knew what the prophet Ezekiel had penned back in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. Skip over there for a moment to me, back in the Old Testament. Turn to Ezekiel and look what the word of God says concerning the ministry and what the ministry has to do. You know, if we want to have an abundant life in Jesus Christ, we got to get into the word of God and read what thus saith the Lord to know. You got to know how I'm supposed to live my life. You got to know how I'm supposed to preach the word of God. You got to know that I got to stay in the word of God just as well as you've got to stay in it too. And the word of God is here for all of us. And look at what God says there in Ezekiel 33. He starts out, he said, again, the word of the Lord came unto me. This is Ezekiel speaking. He said, saying, son of man, he said, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their own coat and set him for their watchman. Oh, he said, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Oh, then he went on and said, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman, and the watchman is speaking of the ministry, the pastor, the bishop, whatever they're calling, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person away, take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Mm-hmm. You see my responsibility, saints? I have a responsibility to preach the word of God. He went on to say, he says, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, and we are spiritual Israel today. He said, therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. And this warning is from all, for all of us. It's for me included. He said, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Oh, saints of God, the ministry has a responsibility to preach the word of God. Amen. We've got a responsibility to tell the lost the way they are going will end up in eternity in hell. We've got to preach the word of God in season, out of season, when folks want to hear it, when folks don't want to hear it. He went on to say, nevertheless, in verse 9, if thou warn the wicked of his ways to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if your transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine, meaning we waste away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. My, my, my. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. See, God doesn't have any pleasure of someone dying in sin. God doesn't have any pleasure in all these souls that are going into eternity that don't know God. Why? Because God sent his only begotten son. God so loved the world, we learned in our Sunday school lesson in John the 3rd chapter, verse 16, for our children. We learned that scripture this morning. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved this world, and that doesn't mean the world as it is out there. It meant the people of this world. God loved us. He breathed into man the breath of life. And thank God we became a living being. God loved us after the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden. We thank God, as sister said downstairs, that wasn't the end of the story. But God went on and sent a redemption plan. And that redemption plan was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So no, our Heavenly Father doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? My, my, my. We shared with the young people downstairs this morning in our Sunday school lesson. We shared this scripture with them this morning as we were speaking about the Sunday school lesson. Turn with me to the 7th division of Psalms and look at what it says there in verse 7. We'll get back to Paul in Acts. The 7th division of Psalm, verse 11. It said, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, we told the young people. You think about it. It said, God is angry with the wicked every day. Every day you get up living in your sin, God is angry with you. Why? Because he sent his only begotten son to die so that you could live. Every time you open your eyes and you don't live for the Lord, God is angry with you. Amen. Why? Because he sent his only begotten son so that you do not have to die in your sins. You don't have to live a sinful life in this world. Oh, God is angry with the wicked every day. Every time you go, wherever you go, God is angry with you. Why? Because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die so that you can live. Praise our Amen. God. The word of God tells us in John the 15th chapter, verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. Jesus laid down his life so that you and I could live. Praise Amen. Our God. That's why God is angry with the wicked every day. God didn't make us low down and dirty. The Bible tells us We were made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. God was holy and righteous. But when sin entered through Adam and Eve in the garden, it plummeted all mankind into sin. We all inherited the nature of sin. This is why we're told in the Word of God, in the 51st division of Psalms, turn with me there for a moment. And I know the Sunday school students know this because we learned this. But look at what it says there. He said, David said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He said, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Then he said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil. You think about it. When you are sinning against Almighty God. And we learned on last Lord's Day, when you're sinning, you are wronging your own soul. Oh, how sad that is to wrong your own soul when you can come to Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, our God loves us. If he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his son to die that we might live and that we might have abundant life in him.
Amen.
Let us go back to Acts, the 20th chapter. Oh, praise our God.
Amen.
Look at what Paul says in verse 28 of that scripture reading. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. He says, unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. He said, to feed the church of God, praise our God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Oh, my, my, my. Then he said, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. You see, when the ministry is true to their calling, the people of God will be fed the unadulterated word of God. It won't be watered down to spare hurting someone's feeling, but it will be given according to what thus saith the Lord. I thank God for the late Elder Wilbur. I thank God that he did not spare for her feelings, but he preached the word of God.
Amen.
Who knows if Elder Wilbur would have watered down the word. He would have taught us smooth things. Who knows if we would have been saved today if that's how Elder Wilbur taught. But I thank God that he taught us the word of God. He told us about how we ought to live. I know we're in this day and time right now where many think that it is harsh and that it's wrong. No, it's according to what thus saith the Lord. You see, saints of God, we are living in dangerous times right now, a time where men have chosen to leave the old past behind and walking in ways of darkness. Many have walked away from the path of godliness, and they've walked away from sound doctrine. Look at what it says in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And I know this was penned thousands and thousands of years ago, but look at what he says there in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Look here at verse 10. Look at what Jeremiah penned here. He said, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Saints of God, are we there in this world today?
Yes.
Folks don't have delight in the things of God. Folks don't want to know about God. They don't know how every morning they get up, it is by Almighty God and not that alarm clock. Because if God didn't allow you to rise, that alarm clock could have gone off and on and on and on, and you still would be laying there. But praise be to Almighty God. He allowed you to get up this morning. Thank Almighty God that he's given you the activity and use of your limbs. Thank him for all the provision that God has brought into your house. I thank God this morning when sister was asking downstairs and little and Haley was down there this morning, and sister asked her about her prayer request. Well, Haley went into praying. Haley began to pray and just thank the Lord. She said, I want to thank you, Lord. And she began to thank God for all her family. I want to thank you, Lord, because I want to know all my family as well. praise, our God. I didn't one time hear it say, well, Lord, you know, I wanted a new bicycle, but I didn't get it. No, Haley was thanking God for providing a roof over her head, for providing for her family, for making sure she had food and clothes on her back. Praise our God. Praise God. Because without God, we wouldn't have it, saints. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 11, therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. He said, I am weary with holding in. This is Jeremiah talking. He said, I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men. He said, together, for even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days. My. Oh, see, they had lost a sense of what was right before Almighty God. And Jeremiah says there in verse 12, and their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. This is what God told him to pen. He said, for from the least of them, he said, unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Oh, he was letting him know about the universal sin. Saints of God, that's going on today in our society. Oh, we've got so much sin. Sin is running rampant. Oh, sin is on every hand. But he went on to say there, he said, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth. We are living in a time where there are so many false prophets, so many false teachers, so many that have not been called to the ministry, and many that were called, and they are not faithful to the call that God has given them. He went on to say, they have healed also the hurt of the daughters of my people. Oh, how did they heal them? See, these religious leaders were trying to comfort the people. They were trying to comfort them, and they were not telling them. They were allowing them to bring in sacrifices that were not acceptable to God, and they were trying to comfort them with them. He said, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter. My people slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Oh, saints of God, we can't run out in the street and say, oh, peace, peace in America, because the only peace that will be in America is when America comes to Almighty Amen. God. He said in verse 15, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? He went on to say, nay, meaning no, they were not at all ashamed. We're seeing that today. People are not ashamed to use God's name in vain. They're not ashamed to say things that are not according to God's word. They are not ashamed when they'll walk by a church and throw their trash upon the property, or they'll say something that's evil. But he went on to say here, he said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? He said, nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Oh, look at our world today, saints of God. We see it on every hand. People are stealing. People are killing. I shared the other day with Sister Millicent, I believe it was, that there was a lady I saw, I was reading in the news, and she was there in New Orleans, and she went on her lunch break, and there were these young people that came up, and they were trying to steal her car. Well, she had already gotten in the car and got hooked inside of her car seat. They were dragging her out of the car, but her arm was still hooked in the car seat. They jumped in and drove away while this woman was still hanging onto the car in her car seat, and they end up dismembering her arm from her body and left her lying there in the street to die. They were not even ashamed. They drove on even when someone was yelling and telling them to stop the vehicle. They didn't even blush. Oh, they ran to their separate homes and tried to hide their sin, but there's no hiding place down here. God sees it all, and he knows it all. But thank God they had parents who did not tolerate that kind of behavior and turned them in. Praise God. That's what's going on in our society today. People don't blush anymore when they're doing wrong. They don't feel that it is wrong. It's okay if I go ahead and do this. They don't care if they steal from someone else. He went on to say, therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Then he said, thus saith the Lord. He tells Jeremiah this. He says, stand ye in the way and see. He said, and ask for the old path. He said, where is the good way? Oh, saints of God, do we want that way?
Amen.
Do we want the old path? He went on to say, he said, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Oh, my, my, my. He said, and ye shall find what?
Amen.
Oh, saints of God, you'll find rest for your soul. But look at what they said. We will not walk therein. My, my, my. Are we in that time right now, saints? He went on to say, also I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. That's the time in which we live right now. People are not hearkening to the sound of the trumpet. He said, therefore hear ye nations and know, O congregation, what is among them. He said, hear, O earth. Behold, I will bring evil upon this people. Do we wonder why our land is the way it is? He said, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Oh, if your thoughts are evil, God's going to bring the fruit of your thoughts. He said, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected. Are we seeing that today, saints? People today are rejecting everything of Almighty God. And they're running around in society today. Oh, and there's nothing wrong. I know we mentioned it on last Lord's Day. I know everybody is running and saying, oh, we want to get back to normalcy. We want to get back. Oh, I'll be so glad when COVID's over too. But, oh, I'll have to deal with it until the Lord removes it, just like everything else. If it's not God's will to move it, then I ask God just to continue on to keep us safe from it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We don't know why. There are many things that are coming in our land, and many of them are coming because of all the things that are happening. He said there'll be pestilence and all kinds of things. Saints, we're seeing it right now. We're in the last of the last days. The evil is all around us. But there's abundant life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you stay in Jesus, you'll find that abundant life. And I say to you, if you're not in Jesus, come to Jesus. Come while you have an opportunity to come and learn how to live for Almighty God. Praise our God. Turn with me to John, the third chapter. Living in a time of so much worldliness that you can't pull mankind away from it. But we've got to stand, saints.
Amen.
He says there in John 3:19, he said, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness. My, my, my. We're seeing that, right? Rather than light, because their deeds were evil. See, they reject the light of the gospel. They're rejecting the things of Jesus Christ. That's happening right now. He said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. He said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Praise our God. You see, Jesus is our light. We no longer have to or should be walking in darkness now that we're saved.
Amen.
Said these words. Turn with me to John 12, verse 35. And look at what he said in that scripture there. He said, then Jesus said, praise our God. Then Jesus said unto them, he said, yet a little while is the light with you. He said, walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Oh, saints of God, let us take a stand. Let us stay in the straight and narrow way. Oh, man, the world may look at us and say, oh, you live a strict life. Oh, thank God for it. Thank God for it. I also ask that you pray that I continue to stay in the straight and narrow way, that I continue to preach the same doctrine that was handed down by the apostles, regardless of how folks feel, regardless of the fact of if we have empty pews in the house of God or not. We've got to be steadfast and consistent in preaching and teaching the word of God, but we do it in love. Look at what Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He said these words in that scripture reading, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, there's a reason why we have to preach the word of God. Because all of us is going to be before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Then he went on to say this, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Oh, we know the terror of God. You know, the word of God tells us it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We just read in the word of God that God is angry with the wicked every day. So knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. My, my, my. And also in Ephesians 4, verse 15. Paul says to us there in that scripture, he said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. Oh, it's never out of hate or anger, but out of love for the sheep of God. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 17 says these words. He said, obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. See, we have a responsibility as the ministry. We're going to have to give an account. Those of us who are teachers and ministers and pastors and preachers unto Almighty God. We have a responsibility to watch for all the souls of mankind. And it is a great responsibility because we have to stand before Almighty God too. You see, the message first comes to me, and then I have to make sure that I'm right with God in order to be able to preach it to you. I have to study to show myself approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. He said, rightly dividing the word of truth. I've got to get in the word of God, and I've got to get ample study to the word of God. Because I don't believe in my heart that you got up this morning to come in here for me to joke and jest around in the pulpit, knowing that we've got souls that need to be saved. We got souls, as we heard at the beginning of the service, that are coming and asking about salvation. They want to know about how to live for God. There's no time to joke around. Time is winding up. Things are happening, saints of God. Things are happening within our families. Souls are going into eternity. And we need to make sure everyone that comes in our pathway, that it comes into the house of God, understands about salvation. Praise our God. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. And look at what Paul says there in this passage of scripture. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And he was giving Timothy some advice as he began his ministry. He says these words in verse 1. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who should judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Then he went on and told young Timothy, he said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season. He said, out of season. Oh, he told him, preach it in when it may be popular, and then preach it out when it's not popular. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come when they will not what? Endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. He said, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Oh, I thank God for the ministry he's given me, and I thank God for you saints of God and your prayers. Thank God for all that he's done. Thank God when we read about Paul and what he charged Timothy to do. You see, Paul was saved by Jesus on the road to Damascus. And on that road, he was going to be a witness to all men, and to all men that he had seen and heard. You can read about it in Acts, the 22nd chapter, in your leisure. You see, this is why he could go on to say to Timothy in 2 Timothy later on in that scripture. Look at what he said there in verse 6. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Paul said, "I have fought a good fight." He said, "I have finished my course." He said, "I have kept the faith." He said, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only," he said, "but unto all them also that love his appearing." You see, when Paul says, "I have kept the faith," he means that he has guarded it. He guarded it like it was a precious treasure to him. Oh, and we know that the word of God is precious to all of us. How did Paul guard the faith? He maintained it in its pure form. And Paul passed it down to others so that they could do the same thing. That's what he was doing with young Timothy. That's what he did with Titus. You see, the primary mission in this world for the church of God is to be a storehouse for the truth of God's eternal word. We are to be like a spiritual Fort Knox, so to speak, guarding the precious word of Almighty God. We don't want to alter it in any way. We don't want to change it in any way. Amen. But we've got to be faithfully passing it down to the next generation. How we handle the truth will be evident in the way you and I are living our lives. Praise our God. If we are keeping the truth of God's word, if we are honoring the Lord in our lives will tell the gospel story. Praise God. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Oh, you see, if we are altering the message to fit into the times in which we live right now, then we've slipped. We've slipped in the air right now. And we might be in apostasy if that's what we are doing. But you see, this gospel we hold is designed to be given away to others. We are to tell others about Jesus Christ. It is only a treasure in the world that becomes more valuable as we give it away, saints of God. Look at Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. I trust you're following along in the word of God. Look at what he says there in Deuteronomy 32. He said, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." And look at what Moses said here. He said, "My doctrine shall drop as rain. My speech shall distill as the dew." He said, "As the small rain upon the tender earth and as the showers upon the grass." He said, "Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." You see, when the word of God is used in the way that God intended for it to be used, it will bring souls to Jesus Christ. It will break away those stony hearts. How do I know? It broke mine. Praise our God. You see, in the natural, when it rains and the dew comes and it wets the ground, it produces fruit and crops for us so that we can be fed, right? Oh, in the spiritual, the word of God is the same way. The word of God is powerful to break the hearts of those who are harsh and rough. You see, when the word of God is received into the hearts of mankind, it will break up that stony heart. It will break up that heart that doesn't want to come to God. It will break it down and make it a heart of flesh. Oh, saints of God, we've all been there. Why? Because the word of God tells us in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, turn with me for a moment, "For the word of God is quick. It's powerful. Praise our God. Oh, God's word is quick. It'll come in quick to you. You may say to me, oh, I wasn't expecting that, but all that came from the Holy Spirit, because it is the word of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, meaning God's word can cut going and coming. He said, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You think about it, saints of God, when we were out there in sin, oh, all of us had to have the dross cut away. All of us were out there, and some were deeper in sin than others were, but it was all sin in the eyes of Almighty God. There were things we were out there doing that we knew that was wrong. There were things we were out there doing, and praise be to God. Thank Almighty God. He did not take our lives while we were in our sin, because in hell is where we would have lifted up our eyes. But thank God he saved us. Oh, we're saved today. Praise our God. We can sing this, I'm fully saved today. How many can say that I'm fully saved today and I'm in the straight and narrow way? Praise our God for being fully saved. You know what God brought you from. I know what God brought me from, and I thank God today that he reached down into my soul, into that inner man, and he brought me out of that miry clay and settled my feet in the straight and narrow way. I can run on for Jesus today. I can praise his name. I have abundant life in him because I turned my life over to him. His word, God, the word of God was quick and powerful, and it was sharper than any two-edged sword when it came in and cut out that dross out of Sister Renee. How about you? When God came in, we all had a stony heart. We all had a heart where we didn't love. We may have said we hated. We may have said things that were just, that were not of Almighty God. But when God came in, he gave us a new heart. What do you say in Sister Renee? He says in Ezekiel 36, verse 26, he said, a new heart also will I give you. Do you have a new heart this morning for Almighty God? He went on to say, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart. Has that stony heart of yours been taken out? And do you have a new heart? He said, I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Why is God giving us a heart of flesh? God wants to be able to mold and shape us into the things that God wants us to be. That's why David said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He went on to say here, and I will put my spirit within you. Oh, praise be to God, and cause you to walk in my statutes. When God puts a new heart and a new spirit in you, it will cause you to walk the right way. Praise God. Praise our God. You won't have to be no guessing.
Amen.
God said he put it, and I believe the word of God. He said, when I put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. You won't be walking around and say, well, you know, Sister Renee, I can't live a perfect life because I live in an imperfect world. No. You'll be saying, I live in an imperfect world, but I have a perfect Savior who's able to keep me in this perfect world.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
I found that to be so. Amen. Praise our God. God is able. Praise our God. Oh, when we say God can't keep us, what are we saying? We are saying the great I am, the Almighty God, the one who breathed in man the breath of life, the one, a word of God tells us he hung the earth up on nothing, created all things. We are saying God can't keep me. Little old me, God can't keep me in this world. Oh, but yes, he can. If you want to be kept, if you've got a new heart and your heart is now after Jesus Christ, and if you have that, if you have the new spirit and it's after Jesus Christ, you can will walk in the statutes. You will walk in the way that God has said for us to walk. Praise our God. I found that to be so. You see, when the word of God dwells in us, it will reflect the God of the whole universe. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, this is why we are instructed in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing. He said, one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Amen.
He said, when we are walking in the newness of life, it will be seen by all that we come in contact with.
Amen.
We will have a new song in our heart. There will be a new melody, as the apostle said, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, some may say, oh, they sing off key. That's all right, but we're singing to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Sing to the Lord. Don't have to worry about other people.
Amen.
We live for the Lord. He said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. Everything we do it unto Almighty God. No, we don't get up and deliberately just be singing. But if God gives you a song and you may not be someone who can sing, you sing it anyhow.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people say. You sing. Just get up and sing to the glory and honor of Almighty God. I know sometimes people say, well, we want to hear somebody that sings real good, that has a beautiful voice. You know, sometimes people who have a beautiful voice, they don't honor God with it.
Amen.
But those of us who don't have one, we honor God every way we can. May not sound good to your ears, but it sounds good to Almighty God. Amen.
Praise God.
Another scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He said noise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Make a joyful noise. Oh, there's joy in the Lord. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise. Amen. You see, when you have tasted of the living water of God, you don't want the waters of this world anymore. How many know what I'm talking about?
Right.
See, that's what Jesus told the woman at the well. Oh, turn to John, the fourth chapter. Look at what Jesus told her. See, this is the abundant life in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. You no longer want this stuff of the world when you've tasted of God's goodness.
Great.
He says there in John 4, verse 14, these words. Let me start with verse 13. He said, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He's talking about the water from the well. But he went on to say in verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting. Is the water of Christ springing up in you? Praise our God. You see, that's what abundant life is all about. That's what Jesus has promised us. Praise our God. He is still offering this living water today. He's offering it to souls to come to him. Oh, praise our God. He said this in John 7, verse 37. These words, he said, if any man, he said, thirst, let him come unto me. That's what Jesus said. And the verse starts out saying this, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Praise our God. Praise God. Oh, saints of God. So sad to see how many are not drinking from the well of Jesus Christ. That's why many are still stumbling around right now in their lives. You see, unless you drink freely of that living water, your soul's going to be dry. It's going to be barren. You're not going to be able to live this Christian life. You won't be able to see the abundance that Jesus is speaking about in the Word of God. But you'll always be looking at all the things that are going on around you. But when you drink of that fountain of life, his blessings are poured out into our lives. And then we become a channel and we turn and we give it off to someone else. We tell someone else about Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about? How many of us have witnessed to someone about Jesus? We should not let a week go by without us saying to someone about how good Jesus is, how good Jesus has been to us. and what God has done for us. I thank God on Tuesday at prayer meeting, Brother Maurice, when he began to pray, he said, Lord, he said, you know our petition, we have them before you. He said, but Lord, I'm just going to thank you today. I'm just going to pray and say, I want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you've got my family still in the land of the living. Oh, Lord, I know that you I want them to be saved, but I want to thank you this day, oh, Lord. Then I heard Sister Millicent say up here today, she said, I just want to thank God for all his goodness. Sometimes, thanks to God, we come in on God, and we just keep loading God up, just loading up. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Yes, our God can handle the load because he's able. He's almighty. He's omnipotent, and God can handle the load. But sometimes God just wants us to come and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for being present in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the change that's come over me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your provision. When I got up this morning, I had food in my cabinet. Amen. When I got up this morning, off of my bed, I laid my head down on last night. I didn't sleep under a bridge last night. And I thank you, Lord God, I had healing. I had a car to drive in. Oh, yeah, Lord, I came over the freeway, and I saw cars were all off of the road. But thank you, dear Lord, that you brought me here to the house of God safely. I didn't have an accident. Oh, Lord, I might not be driving the car that I want to drive. I may be driving a hoopty, but thank you for this hoopty. Praise our God.
Amen.
Learn how to thank God for all God has done. Praise our God. Oh, it may not be all well at the house. You may have bills stacked this high, but praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, you may say, Sister Renee, I don't have many dishes in, much food in my cupboard, but you got something, amen. Oh, praise our God. Maybe times when you're standing there washing dishes. And I don't like to wash dishes myself either, but I'm the dishwasher in my house, so when I'm washing the dishes there, but I thank God I have dishes to wash because that meant I had food to eat. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessing. Thank you that you the blessings that you have poured out into our lives. Praise our God. Oh, Paul's testimony. Paul was a testimony to what God had done for him. He said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, he said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Oh, Paul is telling us that while he guarded the gospel, he was also in the business of giving it away. You see, as long as the message of God and the revelation of Jesus Christ are just words on pages, and it's in a book, and if not, you're not telling it to other mankind, mankind will not know about Jesus. They will not know the testimony of Jesus Christ. They will not be quickened by the Spirit of Almighty God. But saints of God, we got to tell them about who Jesus is. We're told these words in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. It says, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Oh, yes, our lives as we live each and every day in this old crooked world, every day it is being read by those that are around us, those on our job, those in our neighborhood, those wherever we may go. The saints of God are letters. We are the epistles and the messengers of Almighty God. And everything that we do, mankind is watching us. They're watching our soul, watching how we live our life. Are we living our lives so that others may be drawn to Jesus Christ? Are we living so that when we go in the grocery store, someone might say, where do you go to church? And then you can turn around and say, I am the church of Amen. God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I am the church. See, you're in this building we come into, this is the house of God. But we are the church of God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise.
Oh, we can tell the world who we are. I thank God for it. You see, Jesus left us here in this world for a reason. You may say, Sister Renee, why? Because Jesus has given us abundant life, and he wants us to tell the world about the abundant life that you and I have. Look at what he says there in John 17, verse 15. Jesus says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. He wants us to be kept from the evil. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Oh, let me encourage you this afternoon. Tell someone about Jesus. Tell them about the truth. We don't want to keep it under lock and key, but we want to give it away. Amen.
Amen.
We want to tell somebody about what Jesus has done for us. You don't have to go into a dissertation and tell them all the downright dirty things of your old life, but you can tell them that Jesus brought you out of an old life. He saved you. He made you what you are today, and that you are a child of God because of it. I thank God for that. Thank God that you now, you've lived two lives. You've lived a life as a sinner, and now you're living that life as a saint of Almighty God. Praise God. That's a high calling, saints of God.
Praise
our God. That's what Paul said in the Word of God. He pressed. He pressed. Are we pressing toward the high calling? My. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for our children, too. Thank God that they come to Sunday school. Oh, we're looking for God to send us more children. Looking for God for the children's parents to come. You see, we're an example. When we come and bring our children to church with us, that's an example to our children. We say, come on, little Johnny. Come on, little Susie. Come with me to church. Because, see, if we send them to church, we come and drive up and drop them off. Later on, when they get old enough, see, they're paying attention. They'll turn around and believe, there's nothing to, I don't have to go to church as an adult. They'll come away with this thinking that only people going to church are people that, you know, can't help themselves and all kinds of things that the devil has put in people's heads. But no, those of us who are saved, God saved us out of a miserable life. It's not about we can't help ourselves, but we allow God, we put all of our trust in Almighty God. And we've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus.
Amen.
Praise our God. That's what we are here. Praise our God. We live our lives because we've kept the faith in Jesus Christ. And we thank God for it. And God is bringing us through. God has a journey for us, and we're on that journey. And that journey is life and eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many are looking for your eternal
Amen.
Home? Praise our God.
Amen.
See, if we keep our eyes on the Lord, while we run this race that's been set before, we will reach our heavenly prize. Praise our God. And we'll be able to say, as Paul, I have kept the faith. Praise our God. You see, not everyone's going to be able to say that. But if we run on for Jesus Christ, we will. You know, one thing we got to understand in this life, mankind will fail us, but Jesus won't. Jesus never fails. Praise our God. You see, when we reach the end of our course, and we find that we are still in possession of our eternal home. Oh, I want to be able to say, I have kept the faith, don't you? Pray,
Amen.
Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Praise our God. You see, that is why there is value in the church of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We are the church of God.
Right.
We are the church of God, not this building. You know, Jesus said these words in Luke 17:21. He said, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is what? Is within you. Oh, when we are out there in the world sees us for truly who we are. Praise our God. I thank God for that. Look at these. Listen to these words from old Church of God. Truly miss our late sister Summers. Oh, this is one of her favorite songs. He said, the church of God, one body is, one spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin. Divinely built, divinely ruled, to God she does submit. His will her law, his truth her guide, her path is glory lit. God sets her members each in place, he said, according to his will. Apostles, prophets, teachers all, his purpose to fulfill. In beauty stand, O church of God, with righteousness arrayed. Put on thy strength and face thy foes with courage undismayed. O Church of God, I love thy courts, thy mother of the free, thou blessed home of all the saved. I dwell content in thee.
Praise.
Are you content in the Church of God? Praise our God. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Are we content knowing that we have an abundant life in Jesus Christ? You see, when you are the Church of God, you're living a righteous life in a dark world. Yeah, and the world will take note of that. The Church of God, as Paul said in Acts 20, was purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and his blood was the price that was paid for the church. Look at what it says in Revelation 1, verse 5. Praise our God. We're coming to a close. Praise our God. He said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten, oh, my, of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. He said, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Oh, the children learned about that this morning. He was crucified and he shed his blood so that the church could be bought from the slavery of sin and redeemed back to Almighty God. He paid the price of laying down his life so that the church could be born. His blood hasn't lost any power this afternoon. Praise our God. He is still saving all who will come to him by faith and who will receive him into their hearts and lives. You see, since the day of Pentecost, when the disciples were filled with the Spirit in the upper room, the church has been used of the Lord to change individual lives in our families, in our communities, in the world. The true church has always stood for righteousness and holiness and godliness in Christ Jesus. And we are still standing strong today. Praise our God. You see, as the Church of God, we are God's instrument for change in a dark world. How many believe that? You see, because of the Church of God, many lives have been changed. It's important for us to know this afternoon. That's why we are the Church of God. Oh, the Church of God, it is God's arm in the world. The church is the only place or the only existence that God has chosen to do what? Place his name. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, it's important because we are a refuge for souls and we thank God for it. Oh, praise our God. The church's righteousness is essential, absolutely essential in this world in which we live right now, saints of God. We are told these words in Matthew 5, verse 13. He says, ye are the salt of the earth. Jesus said this. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of man. You know, in the natural, if you allow salt to sit out and not cover, it will have like a dull taste to it. That is the same thing in the spiritual. If we don't continue to be the salt of the earth, we're going to be a vision of dry bones, saints. We won't be able to go out and tell people about Almighty God. If it's lost its savor, if we've lost what we were supposed to be or the characteristics of Jesus Christ that you and I are supposed to be, wherewith shall it be salt? It is henceforth good for nothing. Just like in the natural, it's not good for anything, neither will we be in the spiritual. Then he went on to say in verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. He said, and glorify who? Your Father which is in heaven. Oh, thanks God. I thank God for the Church of God. I thank God for being in the family of God. I thank God when I looked down and saw all the saints coming in. Thank God. Oh, thank God. It's important for us to be here, saints. Oh, Brother Marie said, I believe it was a couple of Sundays ago, Psalms 122:1. When David said in the word of God, he said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Sister Maria said it when she was here this morning. She didn't quote the scripture, but she said, oh, it's good when you come into the house of God. You know the peace that's here. Praise our God. Thank God for his saints of God. Thank God for having a house of God to come to. You think about it, saints of God. If we don't come out to church, how are sinners going to ever know about God? What if unsaved come in and we are not here? When they drive by, if they drive by the parking lot and see the parking lot empty and no one here, and then come in and don't see anyone here, how will they come to Almighty God? Praise our God. It's important for all of us to be here. I thank God for the saints. I know some of us work and some are not able. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. But when we are able, let us be in the house of God. Oh, we find strength and comfort. We find joy in the house of the Lord. We find joy with our brothers as we hear the testimonies of what God has done for each and every one of us. I thank God for the testimony. I thank God for the gathering. I thank God even when we come on Tuesday, those of us who are able to be here for prayer meeting, we come into the house of God and we come in and we get to prayer. We get on, we pray and we open up with a word of prayer, and then we open up with a scripture. We go right into praying, and I thank God for hearing the beautiful prayers God has given to the saints, and they're praying from their heart, praying for souls to be saved, praying for the saints of God to continue to be steadfast in the Lord so that we grow, that God will continue to bless for the souls to come into the house of God, and then saints of God, once we get there, we just sit around and laugh and look at the time, and all of us that are, most of us that are here, or the majority of us that are there, are retired, so we don't have nothing to run to, praise God, but we thank God we can come in and laugh and fellowship after we've done God's word, after we've done God's will. Praise our God. You see, Satan is busy. He tries to keep us busy from the things of Almighty God. Tried to keep us from being able. I know there's some that can't be here. That's not what the Spirit was saying. We if you can't be here, you're praying for us. Thank God for you, because we need you praying so we can continue to pray and hold up souls to Almighty God. But as we were saying, Satan is busy. He's trying to keep us busy with things to keep us away from God. That's why it's important for us to have on the whole armor of God. See, the devil attacks us in our weakest moments. When we're weak, you see, that's when he attacked Jesus after he had fasted for 40 days and nights. You think about the last time that you had an encounter with the devil. It was when you hadn't feasted on the word of God, or maybe when you didn't have time to sit down and meditate to Almighty God, or when you had a rushed prayer, weren't able to give God all the prayer that God needed from you. See, that's what the devil wants to attack when we're down, saints of God. That's why the word of God said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard again. The enemy will come in. Praise our God. But see, the enemy will attack when we're not being faithful. He will come in, because what does the word of God say? We're told these words in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. What does he say? He said, be sober. That's what Peter tells us. He said, be sober. He said, be vigilant. He went on to say there, why? He said, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. Oh, the devil is going around. And he thinks, oh, if Sister Renee didn't pray today, she didn't give all to God today, that's what I'm going to go in on her. I'm going to go in and try to attack. No, I'm going to stand for Almighty God. As I said to you, I was up here and the devil was trying to get me, but I'm faithful to God. I know what God shows me, and I'm going to be faithful to God. Because when my God shows me something to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to step out in faith and believe. Because God is able. You know, Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. We don't want to give no place to the devil. Oh, we don't want the devil getting any kind of foothold or toehold in anything that we're doing. Oh, because if the devil gets in, you know, he's going to try. The word of God also says to us in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, that, you know, Satan gains an advantage against us. Why? Because he knows. He knows Satan is busy. He's busy all around, saints of God. But we thank God for the word of God. We thank God that we have Jesus Christ and we have abundant life in him. And everything that God has blessed us with, God has given it to us. Because he told us in the word of God, he told us in the 84th division of Psalms, verse 11, he said, I will not withhold any good thing from you.
Thank you, Lord.
If it's good for us, God is going to give it to us, saints. Praise our God. I want you to listen to the words of this song, and then we're going to close. When we have abundant life in Jesus Christ, we can say he's more than wonderful. Amen. The late Brother Jonathan used to sing this all the time for me. He said he promised that he would be a counselor, a mighty God and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father and he would love us with a love that would not cease. Have you found that to be so?
Yeah.
Well, I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. Praise our God.
Thank you.
The finest words I know could not begin to tell just what Jesus really means to me. He goes on to say, I stand amazed when I think that the King of Glory would come to lie within the heart of man. Oh, I marvel just to know he really loves me when I think of who he is and who I am. I stand amazed when I think the King of Glory would come to lie within the heart of man. I just read that. He said, for he is more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing. He's more than marvelous. He's more than miraculous could be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. Praise our God.
Praise God.
To the lost, Jesus can be all that to you too. Don't allow the devil to talk you out of coming to Jesus. Don't allow the devil to talk you out of, if the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you right now, don't allow the devil to say to you, wait another day. No, another day may not come. But you can have abundance in Jesus Christ if you come to him and give your life to him. Our Savior is standing with his arms wide open. Our Savior loved us. You see, Jesus is the only way. The Bible tells us in John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, there is one pathway to heaven. And Brother Byron spoke to us about this on one Wednesday night, not long ago. He spoke to us about pathway. You see, the pathway to heaven is straight and narrow. It's an obvious pathway. And it's the only one that will get us to the gates of that holy city, New Jerusalem. This is why we've got to have a perfect Christian walk with Almighty God. Brother spoke about this on Wednesday night. I thank God for it. I thank God that through Christ Jesus, through obedience, we have been made righteous. That's what we are told in Romans 5:19. Our Christian life should resolve around what Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18. It should revolve around this. He said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we're growing in grace, saints of God, then we will know the abundant life that Jesus Christ has for us. We will be in the word of God, and we will be able to say that Jesus Christ is the true shepherd. We will be able to say, as David said in the Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is the true shepherd. In our scripture reading, it said there in John 10:9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. That go in and out and find pasture means he will go in and find the spiritual food that he needs to be able to continue to run this race that God has set before us. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, my God, my God. Thank God for the power of his word. Thank God for his word today. Thank God for his servant today. Praise God.
Praise our God.
When Pastor Jenkins gave us a scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:2, and she said, while Paul guarded the gospel, he was also in the business of giving it away. It was given away this morning. Truly, it went forth in Spirit's power. It was given away. And we know that God's word shall not return unto him void. We thank God for his word today. Amen. That even, as she said, even in this imperfect world, God has the power to cause us to walk in his statutes. Yes. And he even said in his word that we are to walk before him and be perfect.
Yes.
Even in an imperfect world, that's the power of God through Jesus Christ. Thank God. Abundant life in Christ Jesus. Thank God. Thank God for this message today.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Amen.
474.
Shall we stand and turn to number 474 in the worship of the Lord? Thank God for his word. Praise God.
Wherever he leads,
I'll go. Amen. Wherever he leads, I'll go.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my master say, I gave my life to ransom me. So render your all to him.
That's what it takes to get salvation.
Amen.
That's what it takes. That you come crying to the Lord and say, Lord, wherever you lead, I'll go. Lord, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that his blood is able to cleanse me from unrighteousness. Lord, if you forgive me, dear God, I will walk in all of your word and all of your way. My Lord, because Jesus did give his life to ransom each and every one of us. He did give his life that we might have life more abundantly.
Amen.
And he wants us to surrender everything that we are, to surrender our all to him. And we can't hold back anything. There's no such thing as half of a surrender.
Amen. Amen.
We have, when we come to him, we must come believing that he is able to save us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. Yes. We're told that he that comes to God must believe that he is, mm-hmm. and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
And the reward is salvation.
Praise.
The reward is a cleansing from sin and unrighteousness.
Amen.
The reward is a crown of life. The reward is everlasting life. But we have to be willing to surrender to him and follow where he leads. That second verse says, he drew me closer to his side. That's what the word does. The word gives us understanding. The word shows us where we are in our relationship with God, whether we're lost, if we're undone, and if we continue in that way, we'll be lost throughout all of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
We will perish.
Mm-hmm.
But as Pastor Jenkins preached, it's not God's will that any should perish,
Amen.
But that all should come to repentance. Mm-hmm. That's why he's drawing through his word and through his spirit. And when we seek his will to know, he will show us his will for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
When we surrender it, we can abide. That second verse said, and in that will I now abide.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he leads, I'll go. We don't get saved to then go back into sin.
That's right.
But when we surrender it all to him, we're saying, Lord, I'll abide in you. I'll walk in your way. I'll walk in your word. I will walk in your statutes. Lord, I want that new heart that you can give me,
mm-hmm.
that will cause me to walk in your statutes.
Amen.
We have to come surrendering to God. And when we do that, he will receive us and give us new life in Christ Jesus, abundant life in Christ Jesus, everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Is there one? Is there one who will come? Amen. Is there one who will surrender? Is there one? Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise
Amen.
Our
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Lord,
bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
Our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Lord bless. Is there another? Is there another? Amen. Is there another? Praise our God.
Amen.
Dear God. Praise our God. You see that? The God is able to save every heart.
Amen.
When we come and say, Lord, I just want you to save me.
Amen.
I've heard in your word of your promises, your precious promises of how you keep me and what your reward is for me.
Amen.
Lord, I've also heard in your word what my end will be if I don't come to you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Oh.
Softly,
softly. Wherever he is,
Shall we be seated and be agreed in prayer? Praise our God. Lord, thank you, Lord. Lord, you know, dear God. You know each heart, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for drawing, dear God, with cords of love, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and speak to those who are at the altar, dear Father. We know, dear God, Lord, that you're able, Father, to give a victory, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, Lord, to break down a stony heart and give a heart of flesh, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, and give victory, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear Father. Lord, remember, Lord, each one that heard your word this day, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the souls at the altar, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would grant, dear Father, Lord, forgiveness, dear God, it's being sought. We pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and give strength, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, there's those hearts, dear God, who, Lord, heard your word, dear Father, but did not come to an altar of prayer, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to speak to those hearts, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, for all, dear God, who heard your word. Lord, we know, dear God, that it's not your will that any be lost, dear Father. And Lord, when your gospel, dear Father, is given away as it was this morning, dear God, Lord, that hearts may come to thee, that souls might believe in the sacrifice made by your dear son, Jesus Christ. Lord, that they might have life. Lord, and that was the reason, dear God, for his death on the cross, dear God. That was the reason for his resurrection, dear Father. Lord, that we might be raised to new life in thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for your saving and keeping grace, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would speak to all hearts, dear Father. Lord, those who heard your word, Lord, and have not, Lord, come to an altar, Father, we know, Lord, that you are, your spirit, dear God, is not limited. And Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue, Lord, to strive with them, dear God. Lord, to show them, dear Father, your love, dear God, if they'll only surrender themselves to thee. Continue to have your way, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would just bless, dear Father, and avail, give strength where strength is needed, dear God. Father, for those, dear God, who have surrendered to you, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, and give them the strength that they'll need, dear God, in order, dear Father, to walk in your statutes. For we know, dear God, that the enemy will try, dear God, each and every one of your children, dear God. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are greater, Lord, in us, dear Father, than the Satan who is in the world. Have your way, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you continue to have your way, dear God. Truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God.
Saints, I'd like to present to you this dear brother.
Praise God.
And he asked, I asked him, I said, do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and that his blood atoned for your sin? He said, yes. I said, do you believe that God is his Father? He said, yes. He told me he wants to do that, live better. And I told him by the blood of Jesus Christ, he's able to save and be delivered from his sin. Recognizing just not doing better, but Christ came and died for the sins of man. That that's what he wants to walk in. So we pray and that he asks the Lord to forgive him of
praise
his sins.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
And let them know. Just tell them the same thing. I ask the Lord to forgive me of my sins.
Amen. Amen. He will see you through. Praise God. Risen down in glory and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine. And the white rose angels sing the story. A sinner has come forth, for there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven.
Praise God.
Mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the story of a sinner come home. Well, there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine.
Waiting and now is the time. It says called something within, and it is saying that when she was preaching this morning from Ezekiel 33, the first verse goes like this: preachers and teachers would make their appeal fighting as soldiers on great battlefields. When to their pleading, my poor heart did yield. All I could say, there's something within.
Praise God.
And I thought about her this morning preaching that message, and it just comes to our preachers and teachers. Thought about Brother Byron and Brother Blake and Brother Jackson, their teachers. And they're appealing. They're fighting like soldiers on, this is a battlefield,
Amen.
On the battlefield. And their pleading is winning souls to Christ.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Preachers and teachers would make their appeal, fighting as soldiers on great battlefields. When to your pleading my poor heart did yield, all I can say, there is something within, something within me that holdeth the reins, something within me that banishes pain, something within me I cannot explain. All that I know, there is something within.
Amen.
Have you that something, that burning desire? Have you that something that never doth tire? Oh, if you have it, that heavenly fire, then let the world know there is something within, something within me that holdeth the reins.
Praise
something
God.
Within me that banishes pain, something within me I cannot explain. All that I know, there is something within.
Yeah.
I met God this morning, my soul feeling bad, heart heavy laden, with a bowed down head. He lifted my burden and made me so glad. Oh, there is something within, something within me that holdeth the reins, something within me that banishes pain, something within me I cannot explain. All that I know, there is something within.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Clap.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Our God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Something within. Amen. Amen. Let's the abundance of God in the heart. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
You know, Siska, the last time we saw Brother Titan,
yes,
was when he was a little fella.
Yes, yes.
Sitting on that bench for Brother Man.
That's right.
Now
he's
in college.
Praise
Miami
God.
University?
Mount Union.
Mount Union.
Mount Union
University.
Amen.
My mother.
Amen.
Praise
so
God
so
for you.
Continue to remember our dear brother.
Yeah.
Continue to hold him up in prayer. Amen. We can each remember when we first were saved.
Yes.
And how we needed the prayers of the saints, and to know that that God loved us and the saints loved us and were praying. But every time the saints were going down to prayer, they were saying my name. That the Lord would help me and give me the strength so that I would be victorious, so that I would succeed in my new Christian walk.
Amen.
Let's hold our dear brother up just that way, that he will pray and look to the Lord for each day.
Yeah.
Each day. Amen. We know that God is able. The scripture that I think I mentioned that, And I know Sister Maria later asked me about it. It was Psalms 5:3. That said, my voice wilt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. And that sets our course for the day. So let me know that the Lord, you're on, I awake, Lord, you woke me up. I thank you for waking me up. And Lord, you're on my mind and in my heart. And Lord, I'm asking for your direction.
Amen.
For me today.
Amen.
Amen. To know that we mean business for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And when he knows we mean business for him, he will be our business.
Amen.
And he will keep us
wherever
we are. Amen. That's something within.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the abundance. He will put abundance in our heart, and then out of our lives will come abundance to be a help to someone else. And others will see that this is not a person who's given over to things of the world, but to things of God. Amen. So continue to lift our dear brother up to the Lord. And he's going to college. And so remember him, especially there in class. We know how the enemy works. We're not ignorant of his devices, and he will try to bring things to our dear brother, to your mind, try to bring things to your heart. But you could just, I don't do that anymore. I belong to God. My heart's been changed. And just keep on believing. Just keep on believing. Amen. Amen. He never fails. He never fails. Amen. So just continue in the path that God has led you to and that you have willingly surrendered to. And just continue to trust in God. Read your word. No, never made. Trusting God and surrendering to the Lord and being saved is never a mistake. It's the best decision that any of us can ever make in our whole lives. And there are many decisions, as we go along, there are many decisions that people make in their lives. They make decisions about what school to go to. They make decisions about what job they want. They make decisions about who they'll marry and so on. But deciding, making that step to serve God, stepping out on faith, and continuing on to serve God is the best path because
Amen.
It has an everlasting life consequence,
Amen.
Reward. No other choice that we make in life is everlasting.
My
but
God.
that
yes.
is everlasting.
Yes.
So just continue, and we will continue to pray
yes.
for you, and we love you.
Yes, we do.
Amen. And we
think the thing to know, like you said, Sister Blake, is everybody will be praying for you, Brother Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Your name
Amen.
Is going to be called out.
Amen.
So you're going to be covered. Amen.
You're going to be covered. Amen.
That's one thing to know about this congregation. They are prayer warriors. They will be praying.
Amen.
And they will be called out every day, several times a day.
Amen.
You will be covered.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue to pray for Brother Matthew and Sister
yes.
Sandy also.
Yes.
Thank God. Praise our God. Amen.
Thanks. Well, I want you to know Brother Matthew is getting baptized May. May 29th. I can't remember the fifth Sunday in May.
Amen.
He's willing. Yeah, he's asked to be baptized. So.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank
his
God.
His life to the Lord, he's running. Yes. Yes.
Praise
thank God.
Our God. Amen.
Yes. All
mm-hmm.
right. Yeah.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word, for
yeah.
the message today.
Thank God.
All right. We have just a few announcements. And again, that being the very first announcement. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. So that lets us know if we don't pray one for another, we're sinning against the Lord. So let us continue to faithfully lift one another up in prayer. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. here at the church. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. For our November turkey giveaway, the canister is always open for donations. And this is at the end of March, and so it will be November before we know it. So we're giving, and there are those who are giving their donations. If you would like to give it, Sister Millicent handed it to me this morning and said, here, sis, I'm going to put that in the canister. And so, amen. We would thank God for that and how he has blessed us to be able to be that blessing. Amen. In the book, What the Bible Teaches, we were studying about drawing closer to God. Spring dates for the Bible study are May 23rd through the 27th. And that will be here at the church. That will be a week-long Bible study. And the fall dates are September 26th through the 30th. And those are always in the evening from 6 until 8:30. That's correct, Brother Vester? The Bible says from 6 p.m. till 8:30?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I think it's 8:30. I believe it was 6 p.m. till 8:30. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's it, 9? He's got a lot to say.
So the ones that are closest are the spring dates, May 23rd through the 27th, and this, again in the evening, 6 p.m. till 8:30. And please begin to pray for this work in the Lord, and pray for our facilitators, Brother Lavester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, as the Lord leads them.
Amen.
Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And please remember to turn your phones off 1 hour before the service so they, any little static or anything that's there can perhaps be cleared. And then turn it back on just before as we begin to call around each one for Wednesday night Bible study. And continue to pray for Brother Byron Johnson as
Amen.
Lord has truly blessed him to,
Amen.
To lead that study. We thank
Amen.
God for that.
Amen. Amen.
And please remember to mute your phones. We thank God for blessing for our drivers this morning, and we thank God for blessing Sister Millicent. She went out and got and picked up Brother Mann and continue to pray for them. Amen. We thank God for them. And this week, please pray for Sister Melita McElroy.
as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day, to be the bus driver on next Lord's Day, be the Lord's will. Our thought for today, walk with the Lord one day at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm just thinking of the song that we sing that take time to be holy. And Brother Levesser often reminds us of that. And I believe there's one verse that says, take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not before him, whatever betides. We don't ever want to run before the Lord. We want him to guide us. We want to walk with the Lord one day at a time. Amen. We thank God for his blessings today. And I saw a visitor who came in the back and don't have your name, but if you would like to stand and identify yourself, we're glad that you came in. All right, you said you came in for prayer. Amen, amen. And if you come for prayer, you come believing that God is able to answer your prayers, or that God is able to answer our prayers even on your behalf. And if there's a special need that you have. I see. So that's something that we'll want to talk with you about perhaps at the close of service. Okay. All right. Amen. And you said, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll talk with you and ask for the Lord's guidance on, because we always want to be in the will of God and what God would have us to do. Amen. Well, we're glad that you came in. Amen.
Sister Bray, Brother Joseph said a problem came up, the reason why he's not here. He said that he will tell us about it next when he sees us today. And also in there are boxes out there in the foyer I can bring them in. They are for the saints. They sanitizer. Take as many as you want because we have plenty. They were each box was 5 cents a piece. So
amen.
Hand sanitizer.
Thank you. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. And shall we stand?
Yes, Sister Holmes.
I would like to thank the saints for their prayers on behalf of me, even though I haven't been in service for a time. And because I am not feeling very well yet, Lord willing, I will be when it gets warmer. But I want to thank you and the saints for their prayers and the ministers and officers that's been praying for me. And even though I have been in the congregation for over 50 years, and so it's nothing new. And if I can get I know you would be praying anyway because I cannot be there as of now. Keep me in your prayers. This is Sister Holmes.
Amen. Yes, we will definitely keep you in our prayers, Sister Holmes. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We'll ask Sister Carol, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Praise the Lord, we thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, as we go to our homes, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you be with us and take us safely across highways and byways, dear Lord God. Just everything is in your hand, Father. Take care of us once over through the week, dear Heavenly Father, until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord, for your prayer.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank God.
All right.
Yes, Lily.
Yeah.
So,